With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. When walking through your yard right now, you may notice debris end up on your shoes. This is due to you walking through an armyworm infestation. Armyworms are most well known on field crops like corn, but are currently doing extensive damage to turf across southeastern Kansas, especially on Bermuda grass. Armyworms are the larvae of several moth species that are generalist feeders on just about anything you want to keep looking nice, and usually they appear in later summer and early fall when their damage is minimal. The main problem that arises from armyworm feeding is water loss, which is made worse by their current early feeding during hotter weather. Water evaporates out of the chewing wound, leading to a premature turf dormancy at lower populations, or at higher populations, potentially bare spots in your yard. Even if the damage is minimal, the presence of armyworms can be especially intolerable if they're in a location with high foot traffic. Armyworms can be controlled by any number of insecticides, so which chemical you choose will depend largely on local availability. Carbaryl, trade name 7, will likely be the easiest insecticide to find locally at hardware stores or garden centers. Any insecticide should be put down on turf in the late afternoon before larvae begin feeding. Grass should not be mowed for 3 days after application, and it might take several applications to stem high populations. It only takes 2 to 3 weeks for an armyworm to go from freshly hatched egg to pupa, so timely insecticide application is essential for keeping damage and populations to a minimum. Armyworms are close in appearance and damage to cutworms, but cutworm damage will be much more severe. Unlike armyworms, cutworms feed on plants at ground level, and so are harder to notice in your yard. It will take extensive scouting to determine the cause of your declining turf, but know that armyworms are much more common in our region. Turf damaged by cutworms will completely die off above ground, leading to severe stress on the root system and likely turf death. Damaged turf will look like it has been cut at ground level, hence the common name of the larva. Almost all insecticides labeled for control of armyworms will also control cutworms, but always double check the label to confirm. It's important to observe your turf and determine if there are any flowering weeds such as clover that may expose honeybees to the insecticide you are about to apply. 7 is particularly toxic to honeybees, so be sure to double check for these flowering weeds, which should be mowed down as much as possible to minimize honeybee exposure and keep hives safe. If applying insecticide to your entire yard is too cost prohibitive thanks to its size, target areas of rapid decline, as this will be where armyworms are most active and at their highest populations. You will get the most a bang for your buck targeting these spots in your yard. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.